This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I turn the music up, I got my records on, I shut the world outside.
Talking about what's going on in the world. What a wonderful wide world this is. I'm Doug Steffen, here to celebrate the wideness of the world with my colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. You can follow us at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. There is some confusion amongst people who have, over the last year, seen the molding together. When did you actually start, Victoria? Was it April? I'm trying to remember when.
April,
you
I believe, yeah.
April, right, okay. So, from last April into the end of the year, there was a process of molding and melding and bringing together, in my mind, the minds of two people, actually three, because I think Kara has a lot to say. So she's the operator in Washington at the controls in our main studio from our originating network, Radio America. This program is heard on three different, what do they call it, Jennifer, in the radio business? Platforms.
Platforms, right.
Radio, the delivery of the signal to the radio stations comes from a Radio America company called Genesis and a company called CRN Digital. Oh, what's the story with them? Let's get to the bottom of that.
They're wonderful. They have a great
wonderful
boss lady.
It's marvelous. Yes, yes, right, yeah. Jennifer may have something to do with that. Anyway, so over the course of the years that I've done this morning program, it's been called Good Day. And Good Day is what I have always I've been looking back through, actually, in sort of a nostalgic way, back through some of the things that we did as far back as the 90s and what went on when Bill Clinton was president and how we handled issues and who we talked to and how it was all put together. And over the course of the years, in order for this program to survive, it's had to matriculate, had to mature, it had to come together in a way that served the people who were listening to it, whether they were new or had been around for a long time. The program had to grow with the times. So fast forward to last year, or actually fast forward to when Jennifer first came on, which was, what, 10 years ago? How long have you been on the program?
Yeah, it'll be 11 years.
11 years. Don't say that so happily. Listen to that.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll be 11 years. It's like I'm...
You're my longest relationship.
As well it should be. Anyway, so Jennifer and I and Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, had a camaraderie that worked and moved along. And then as things changed and as the available audience changed, that is, who's there, who do we want to appeal to, what do we want to do? And this is sort of inside radio, inside baseball. But I want you kind of to get a feel for what is going on. And as I listen sometimes to a few of the people, I talked to a station owner yesterday who, he says, the program is not Good Day anymore. And I said, yeah, it is. He said, no, you call it Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Well, yes, I do, because it contributes the idea of who's there. I mean, how many different radio programs do you listen to? It's the Rush Limbaugh show. It's the Sean Hannity show. It's the Michael, what's-his-face show. It's this guy or that guy or this woman or that woman, Ellen Kay. You can go through any number of Howie Carr. So we have... And that seems to be what makes station managers comfortable. They want to be able to identify the program they're putting on the air by the names of the people who are doing it. And the more successful programs, I don't know if success is the right word, but, you know, like the old Wall Street Journal show went away, and it now is Gordon Deal and his two subordinates who are the focus. And the reason I'm telling you this is because the Good Day feel, the Good Day atmosphere, the Good Day message, and the fact that we are having a good day or trying to find a good day, both the ladies will tell you that my charge to them is to find and talk about things that are mostly good. And it is increasingly difficult and frustrating. Today is a perfect example. I went through, ladies, in the last hour and a half, 14 different news sites, and I had to dig. And I mean dig to find things that didn't have anything to do with Donald Trump. Yeah. I don't think this is not, we're not here to fulfill Donald Trump's mission. We are not here to talk about Donald Trump as president. There are plenty of other sources of that. But every once in a while, there's something that goes on that may be worth, as time goes on, a comment. For example, I like the fact that he's expediting a lot of projects. Let's get going. Let's get things done. So I reserve judgment on the pipeline deal in North Dakota, the XL, whatever the other pipeline was called. What was it called from Canada to Mexico?
The
XL
Keystone.
Yeah. All right. The Keystone XL, I think it is. Anyway, I'm for that. The Nebraskans didn't like it because it needed to be moved a little bit. So you move it. And the same thing is true with the North Dakota. When it was stopped, it was just stopped. There was no comment. There was no, okay, here's how we're going to fix it. It was just stopped. So I'm going to give Trump, and I think we all ought to do this, the benefit of the doubt at the moment when the expediting of these projects is announced and moving forward, that they're not going to be foolish enough to leave the project where it was. That is not part of the, and people who tell you today that the order that was signed yesterday was to continue the pipeline under the reservoir, that is not true. The memorandum says, get going, do something, fix it so that it's going to be operational. So I don't take that to mean, and I don't think anybody else should at the moment, let's watch for a week or two or three or four and see what they come up with. Because the Army Corps of Engineers already has come up with a plan to move the pipeline up from where it is, or where it was planned to be, to an area where it wouldn't affect the water supply for the people who live there. So let's just see kind of where it all goes, how it all boils up. But the reason that I bring that in here, other than sort of I was smiling, Kara and I were talking about it, finding things that are going on. There's plenty of stuff going on in the world, but then, according to the news media anyway, there's nobody doing anything, and there's nothing to be focused on other than all the bad stuff that Trump is doing. Okay, as I say, let's give it a while. This is, for me, the Dakota Pipeline is the first test. I'm eager to get these things going, get this thing fixed, and let's, you know, put a lot of people to work. That's all great. The motivation's perfect. And now it'll be a wait-and-see thing for a little bit, not long, won't take long, to see if they're going to build a pipeline the way originally was scheduled to be built, or if they're going to take into consideration and into account the needs of those people, and then fix it and move on. Okay, so let's wait and see. Anybody got any objection to that?
Has Trump said anything about the Dakota pipeline, the positioning of it?
No, that's what I just said. No, there's no, in the order, it just, the order, the five things that he signed yesterday, Jennifer, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the five things that were moved, expedited, were projects like this. Let's just move, let's get going, infrastructure things, that sort of,
Yeah, I mean, I saw him in the Oval, I saw all that footage, but, you know, I mean, when we left off with this, when this was months long of protests, and then when everyone stood down and the project was put on hold, the Army Corps of Engineers had redone they had new plans, right?
But yeah,
it still
that's what
wasn't
I said. Yeah. Right.
No, I got that part. I heard you. I got that part.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But what I was unclear on was when they left it off and when everyone just sort of went home and there was a ceasefire in a sense. It had, the new plans that they had, I thought, had not actually fully moved away from where it would be under the water supply.
It has to go under the water supply at some point, but it can go up the river where it is not going to be dangerous because it's only a narrow, there's no way of getting the, you can build a pipeline over the water, and that's another alternative. You build it under where there isn't much width to the river.
But then if oil did spill, would it flow downriver to the people?
It would be, the question came, and I don't have the answer, so I'm not going to make an answer up for you. Victoria, the understanding that I had where they had moved it to posed little, not none, because frankly, these pipelines are not infallible. They're going to leak no matter where they are.
Look at the one in Canada, 52,000 gallons so far spilled.
So
I mean,
it leaks. These things leak. So
the one
you
in the south
in
last fall.
When you put them in a place where they don't get in the way of the of the water supply. Listen, there are 42 of these pipelines.
Or they do minimum damage if something goes wrong.
Right, exactly. 42 of these pipelines around the country, and you don't. How often do you hear a story about something being a problem? You can be sure if there was a problem, the news media would be on it like a sticky wicket. Excuse me, Jennifer.
Well, we do hear about it. Last fall was 250,000 gallons in the South.
Yeah, but I'm saying there is, I wasn't sure about the accuracy of that number. There are going to be problems. The Alaska pipeline, the problems they have out there is people use it for target practice. And the leaks are
all over. I remember you said that,
yeah. Anyway, Jen, what did you start to say?
No, but what I actually loved about this order, because there aren't very many details. I mean, again, it's a move forward from where we were type order. But how great was it that he said, but you have to use all, that was the other
American
executive order, is that you have to use all American parts to build it. I mean, well, he said if that's
possible. Yeah.
American steel. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. The other side of it is, I would like to see, frankly, and this makes the union people nuts, I'd like to see the order to require all federal jobs using union labor. I'd like to see that order relaxed. I'd like to see a way for the costs to go down. The costs are artificially inflated. Everybody ought to be able to bid against everybody else. And so far, in only the right-to-work states can you do that. But the process seems to work fairly well. Union guys are not going out of business in Florida, for example. They pick and choose how to operate within the boundaries of the right-to-work stuff. So, and it isn't the quality of the work isn't less. I mean, the whole union thing about the quality, I hear ads all the time on the radio for this company, that company, or this union, that union. The work is better because of the union. You know what? The reality is, and every one of you who are union members know exactly what I'm talking about because many of you do it. There are plenty of guys who are working on these jobs that are federal jobs, and then they go home to a second job where they aren't getting paid union wages, or they are, but they don't have to have a union card to get in. In order to be competitive today, you have to pay. It's kind of like the minimum wage. You may not like it, but you got to pay it. And so in order to be competitive, if for no other reason, if you want to get good people, and this is the hallmark of successful companies, if you don't have good people working for you, it doesn't make any difference what the circumstances are, and you don't find good people just because they belong to a union and they paid their dues. You've got to find good people to do the work, otherwise you are lost. And that goes across the board. And it sort of comes back around to a wrap of where I started at the beginning of this as to what the program is called, Good Day and DJB. I have two really good people who I feel strongly add greatly to the program. And because I wanted to highlight their names in the program, it isn't just me, it's them as well. That's kind of why we drifted into this DJV thing. But make no mistake about it, if you're listening to this program, you're going to have a good day. That is our mission, to present you with things that will make your day better. So there you go. There it is, the world in a nutshell, according to Doug Steffen, at 20 minutes past the hour.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's a place at the table that you save for me. So many thousand miles over land and sea. I hope to dare that you hear my prayer, and somehow I'll be prison are as cold as clay, but there's a shaft of light where I count my days. So don't despair of the empty chair.
Empty Chair is the song Sting wrote and recorded for a movie called Jim, the James Foley Story. I have never heard of this song. I mean, well, I haven't heard of the song or the movie. Anybody here heard?
I haven't heard of the movie, but I've heard of the story.
Yeah. But this is a documentary about a journalist who was captured and beheaded by Daesh. So this is, but I don't know if this thing is around yet. I would venture to guess that it's not, but certainly not wide. This is the reason we're bringing it up, is because it's one of the original song Oscar contenders announced yesterday, going through the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Academy Award nominations. Sting said he felt an added responsibility when he wrote the lyrics to this movie, or the end credit song called Empty Chair. The song, music by J. Ralph, among the 5 finalists for Best Original Song announced yesterday. Sting said, quote, "The stakes are higher when you're writing about a person who really existed, a person with family and friends whom you want to honor. I'm glad I found the metaphor of the empty chair. We did it because we loved the subject of the movie. He was an incredible human being who I am so privileged to have gotten to know through the film. I feel that being nominated can shine more light on the film." I think that's exactly it. I've never heard of this movie, story, nothing until this nomination. So he's exactly right when it comes to this. So anyway, it's one of the nominations. Actually, Justin Timberlake was nominated as well. If you look through the list of nominations for music, he is very excited. First time Justin Timberlake has been nominated. Man, look at his career, how it spiraled. He started as a kid, and in many ways he sort of still is a kid, but he's a good musician, he's a good actor, and he seems to be a good person. I get that.
Seems to be. I've never heard anything negative about him.
No, I haven't either. No. So anyway, Can't Stop the Feeling is a song from the animated film Trolls, up for Best Original Score, Best Original Song. Timberlake was on Twitter after that to share his reaction. He said, quote, "I'm speechless. Wow." He thanked the Academy, gave congratulatory shout out to the other nominees. The song is called Can't Stop the Feeling, the 41st song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100, also nominated for an Oscar. So two items that make it noteworthy. The song, let me look at some of the other soundtrack tunes. Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On from the Titanic. Stevie Wonder's I Just Called to Say I Loved You from The Woman in Red. So this is it's a good honor for him. I think he deserves the positive attention, frankly. I just like the guy.
It'll be fun to watch him perform this song. I've never seen him perform this song, so it'll be fun to see that at the Oscars. It'll add a lot of life to it, I think.
Yeah, right. And it needs some more. The award shows are getting pretty long on the teeth.
Yep.
Get a little life into him is a good idea. That's right, Victoria. 28 minutes after the hour on the DJ, say it again, Doug, DJB program. To say I
love you. How to increase your patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When people tell me that they struggle with patience, I say, that's because you practice impatience. And that's true for you as well, if you're generally impatient. You master what you practice, and the great thing about practicing patience is that life naturally provides you with many, many opportunities to practice it. So here are three things you can do to become more patient. First, become aware of situations where you're offered opportunities to practice it. Second, do whatever you can to delay instant gratification. For example, if you find that your leg is itchy, take a few moments to breathe in deeply a couple times before you reach to scratch it. Third and finally, allow yourself to get very comfortable saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this. In fact, those three steps, becoming aware, delaying gratification, and saying the phrase, I'm okay, I can handle this, will help you increase your patience in less time than you might expect. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins?
Great. And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular price items. Only cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner restrictions. Apply ends 129.17. Staples will match prices.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold. Even when wet. You heard that right. Even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Start a good day is with Doug, Jenna, and Victoria. The good news from Flint, Michigan is that the lead levels in the water are finally going down after four and a half years of this foolishness. Finally, the system no longer has lead levels exceeding the federal limit, which, again, makes everybody cringe because the levels are not, I mean, this the federal levels are nothing. Nothing special. Let's just put it that way. If you taste, like, some of the water here, I'm just trying to remember, where have I been recently? The water tasted awful. Here in Los Angeles, Jennifer, I think the water actually doesn't taste bad. But I still have a bottle of water right next to me. I'm drinking that, not the stuff out of the tap. But where have I been? Denver, I think the water was, when I was there last week, the water tasted kind of crappy. I was up in the mountains. That should be well water, though, up there.
L.A. water has gotten, Los Angeles water has gotten a lot better, because it used to be when you turn it on and take it out of the tap, it was cloudy, and you'd see, you'd see all the junk floating around.
Bring
it
up, boys.
Yeah.
All right, how's the tap water better in New York, Victoria? When you drink, do you drink water out of the tap, or you drink it out of a bottle? What do you do with
water? No, I don't drink any tap water anywhere, but in New York, we famously have the Catskill Mountains water, so technically New York City has some of the best rated tap water in the country. country. Mm-hmm. But and that was something that Giuliani, I think, was a big part of as well.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I do, I use a filter called a Zero Water, and it comes with a digital meter. So pretty much everywhere I go, I test the water. Mm-hmm. And I'm in New Jersey at my parents' house right now, and we are in full-on John Travolta in the movie Aaron Brockovich with the bad water. We're in that territory.
Yeah.
And the when I measured it, like zero is the Zero Water filter that I drink. The register here is 197. The national average, and which is what the tap water in Manhattan is 0.56. We're at 179 here. Like, it's so, I literally just insisted last week that my parents get all new water filtration systems because it's technically it's within the federal guidelines, but why would anyone want to drink 179 versus
crap?
Parts per million of crap, as opposed to zero or, you know, 0.52 in New York City.
You know,
so
we talk about rights here in this country. I think one of the things that is a right, as long as we have all this infrastructure, we're talking about all the Trump infrastructure, we have a right to drink good, healthy, clean water. And we have, some of us don't agree even with things that have been put into, things that have been orchestrated by government bureaucrats, for example, fluoride, which is, no matter what anybody tells you, it is no, your dentist can't tell you it's safe. Anybody who works with the EPA, it's not safe. It's not good.
It's bad. Just not. Yep.
So that's really my objection.
I don't put it in my toothpaste. I don't drink it in my water. It is an endocrine disruptor. It is so bad. Google it if you don't believe me. It is so, so bad. It's a derivative of aluminum. You shouldn't have it in your deodorant, your antiperspirant either. Bad, bad, bad.
When's the last time you used toothpaste as deodorant?
Actually, no, I've never done it.
They're just checking, just making sure. Anyway, they still need to filter the water there, but at least the thing I pluck out of it is in Flint, the quality of the water is getting a little bit better. But there are a lot of people who should be hanging by their ears because of this, and they aren't. And that's what really I object to more than anything else. It's disgraceful. It really is. It's a disgrace. I'm drilling the house that I bought last year and I moved into. Has a brook running beside it, and I'm going to actually drill
in
into. Say again?
Do you bathe in it?
No,
the
I use
oh,
that,
for
the,
sure.
The town water. I'm getting the town water. The farm, my farm up the street, has well water, and that's what the cows drink. The cows are drinking better water than I am at the moment, but I haven't had time to put in a well. But I have a brook that runs right through, right by the house, and right. Through the land, so I'm just going to put a well right next to it, and then we'll take care of it.
And then you have to filter the well water as well, right?
Yeah, you should. I have it tested every year,
right? Because there could be great metals and stuff in there too.
You want to make sure that there's what is in there is not necessarily allowable by law, but it's what I found. At least the water that we got out of the ground at the other farm and where I lived before at my other house. The water had zero of everything. It was completely washed of everything. And one of the reasons it is because it was between two layers of shale and granite. So the water, however it was coming down out of the sky, gets filtered naturally by what Mother Nature has put together as infrastructure. When the water goes through the cracks in the base of the granite and the ledge that's there, and the well went down 225 feet, got 25 gallons a minute. There's actually an underwater river that fed. We have on the old farm, we had a pretty large man-made pond, but it was spring-fed. And you know, I watched that. It was pretty interesting to see it fill up, actually. And now, so the water that filled it up came from the brook that goes by the house that I live in now. So it's all really kind of all, it's an infrastructure that was created naturally, and that's why I like it. So anyway, but the reason I'm bringing this up, a couple of reasons, it is good for you to be attentive to what is in the water supply. I know there are a lot of other things that you worry about or you think about, but water is so precious. 70% of our body is water. Don't you want to put the best stuff possible in your system? That would be the way I'd look at it anyway.
It also kind of really makes you think when, you know, there's so many charities. Matt Damon sort of leaping to mind. He's been working with the Clean Water. And your girlfriend, yeah. Jessica Biel, yeah. Justin Timberlake's little honey, yeah. She's been yeah. doing lots of clean water initiatives as well around the world. Yeah. And when you really think about, you know, I've got a digital meter and I'm at Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, I mean, the privileges that we have of testing water and then changing it. And then when you think of people who just have one muddy source that's, yeah. you know, where they do oh, their yeah. laundry and everything yeah. else, it really is eye-opening, and I think as soon yep. as you start paying attention to your water, it really makes you think about
like
the bigger
food.
Picture. Yep.
Pay, what are you putting in your body? Just think
exactly.
about what you're putting into your body. That's the thing.
Yep.
Here's some good news from Chicago. About time we had some good news from
Jeez,
Chicago.
Yeah.
The story of a 10-year-old boy who got home safely. The drama started when this fellow, Richard Rodriguez, was in the back seat of his family car. His mother got out of the car to go do something. And some 17-year-old kid saw the car door open, saw the car running, jumped in the car and drove off with young Mr. Rodriguez in the back seat. And so they drove around this neighborhood in Chicago where not only did this young 17-year-old get involved in the act, but she, after she crashed into a couple of cars, she picked up an accomplice to this. I don't know that it was planned, but she called her friend and said, "Wow, I got a car. Join me at the corner of X Street and Y Street."
Right.
So they jump in. That's how stupid. I mean, how stupid. How ignorant, no matter what age, do you think you're going to get away with something like this, especially
oh,
when
yeah.
you're really not? I suppose you do. Maybe that's why you do it.
Right.
What could go wrong?
Yeah,
no,
right.
yeah. She didn't call her friend. She didn't call her friend to say, "Meet me at the jail this afternoon at 3 no. when you need to bail me out."
And they're still in jail, too, by the way, is where they ought to be. For a while, let them scare the pants off of them. But I tell those stories because I have two reasons. One, good outcome for the youngster who was sort of terrorized, and it gives people hopefully cause to think that you know what are you thinking at all? How do you think that this is going to end well? And they're not thinking about anything. That's the point, I think, in these sort of things. They just aren't thinking. So think. Fourth grade teacher. That was how I started to. I loved that word from when I was a youngster in elementary school because on the front of the desk was a sign that said, think. It didn't say it. It was written on the sign. T-H-I-N-K. Think. So, what do we have to think about? Let's think about, as long as we were on the body thing with the water, let's think about water and what you do with it. May I suggest that you get a 4-ounce glass of water right now, those of you who have Super Beets, 4-ounce glass of water. This goes for Victoria, goes for Jennifer, goes for Kara. Get a 4-ounce glass of water right now and put in a spoonful, a heaping spoonful of Super Beets into that glass and feel yourself come around. Feel yourself come of age. Feel yourself come alive. Feel yourself full of energy. Feel yourself full of stamina. Feel yourself feeling good. That's what happens with the Super Beets, the whole routine regimen of Super Beets, pretty simple stuff. Nitric oxide comes from beets. And the folks at Super Beets have engaged farmers to grow non-GMO beets. They harvest them, they cook them, they dry them, and then they powder them and put them in the canisters and send them to you so that you can have the benefits of feeling so full of life. That's what it is. There's nothing artificial in any of this stuff. You think I'd get Victoria or Jennifer to use something that had all kinds of garbage in it? No.
Nope. I just had my Super Beets a few minutes ago. I love it.
Right. So if you're ready to try your own Super Beets superfood shot, go to DougLikesBeets.com or you can give Super Beets a call at 800-655-4183. Again, that's 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com. This will become your favorite nutrition. You'll share it with your friends, better circulation, a healthier heart, more energy, and a blood pressure reading that will be normal. Whatever if you're worried about your blood pressure at the moment, man, you better get on this. This is a great way to handle that blood pressure problem. And then there's the new when you call and talk to the folks at Super Beets, ask them about their new Heart Greens, which does the same thing for your heart as Super Beets does for your whole system. the heart is obviously the pump and the most important part of this, and they've discovered how to take dietary nitrates and specifically gear them to your heart. That's what these green leafy vegetables in Heart Greens are all about. So you got Super Beets, Heart Greens, nothing but health, nothing but really superb nutrition. Get the blood over. That's what Super Beets says. Opens up your arteries, and all the blood goes to every place in your body, so your muscles get more blood into them when you're working out. Your brain gets more blood in it when you're needing it. That's what all of us need, our brain, to be functioning at the best possible level. I got mine out here, ready to go. Blood flow. That's what it's all about. Nitric oxide and its contribution. Super Beets, available by going to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183. Your first order will come with an extra month's supply. You don't have to ask for it. You'll get a 30-day bonus with your first order, and you get the book, Beat the Odds, that explains how the beets work and the blood flow and how that energy and stamina will help be the hallmark of your life and your existence, which is what you want. I'm very enthusiastic. The ladies are enthusiastic because we know it works. That's it. Bottom line, 800-655-4183. Isn't it refreshing to know that somebody's promoting something that actually works?
Yes.
That's kind of nice.
For a change.
Kind of sweet, yeah. All right, so 800-655-4183, or maybe you'll have more fun by going online to DougLikesBeets.com.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. We'll consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint's semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide. Connect more with 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Deliver more with 100 postcards starting at $9.99. Stand out more with one banner starting at $7.99. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 31st and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene.
You heard us talking earlier about the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences with their nominations for the Academy Awards, La La Land. Who's seen that among us?
I haven't seen it yet.
I've heard it's fantastic, though. Yeah. Moonlight, I've heard, was a waste of time. Manchester by the Sea, I saw, very downer. I don't know what there is that turns people on about that stuff.
Moonlight, I heard, was nominated, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. nine awards. 14 for La La Land, 6 for Manchester by the Sea, between Casey Affleck and Andrew Garfield, who's in Hacksaw Ridge, Ryan Gosling from La La Land, Viggo Mortensen from Captain Fantastic, Denzel Washington for Fences. On the actresses' side, is it Huppert from Elle? Ruth Negga from Loving, Natalie Portman, Jackie. I saw Jackie, and I thought it was by no means an upper, but it was an interesting story to get some of the behind the scenes of what went on during the time when President Kennedy was killed. Emma Stone's up for La La Land, Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins, and for the first time, I'm going to say I hope she doesn't get it. I would like to see it spread around. Not political, I just would like to see somebody else.
You don't want to hear her acceptance speech
about
Trump?
No, I've had enough of that. No, thanks.
Oh, okay.
10 before the hour.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Tech Talk Time, 53 after the hour. Lots of ground to cover here, including news from Amazon and Apple and Rite Aid. And people are like, huh? Rite Aid? I got a little twister in here. Let's see if we got time to tell the story. As soon as we get through a couple of important announcements, we'll get to the important tech news right here with BJV.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide. Connect more with 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Deliver more with 100 postcards starting at $9.99. Stand out more with one banner starting at $7.99. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 31st and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, let's get out of Victoria with the story from Apple first. You're going to be able to use GPS to locate AirPods. Okay, let's figure out how that is important.
Well, this is very important to anyone who has an iPhone 7 where it's wireless now, and your only option is to have wireless headphones. If you have the AirPods, which are the earbuds that come with the iPhone 7, then everyone's been talking about, well, they're going to fall out of your ear, and as soon as you lose one, then you're out $150 to replace the pair. So now Apple announced yesterday that you can actually, on your iPhone, and Doug, now that you have an iPhone, you've probably seen the Find My iPhone app, which allows you, if you lose your iPhone, you know, track it from any other computer. You'll actually be able, within that app, to track your AirPods. And the interesting thing about this, I don't know how helpful this will be. Some people, if you lose your AirPods in your house, you're fine, you'll find them. But if you lose them separately on the street or whatever, apparently you can track them individually. Now, if you can't find them, replacing just one of them is $70. So you still may want to buy one of those $10 little strings on Amazon. Yes, just to make sure.
Hold on.
Exactly.
Safety first.
Exactly.
All right. What's this rumor about White House phone lines that has tech reporters up in arms, but certainly wondering what the heck's going on?
Well, this definitely went viral. This sort of was a bizarre story. A lot of tech reporters were getting reports from people trying to call the White House comment line, which traditionally for many presidents, this has been the public phone line you can call. You speak to a person, usually it's a White House intern, and you leave your comments for the president. They all get aggregated into reports, and then depending on how the president works, each one is given these reports. So yesterday, the phone lines were completely down, and finally, someone did get through. One of the tech reporters started researching this, and a White House press assistant clarified and said that the public phone lines are not down indefinitely. She said, quote, "We're still learning how to work our computers." So this is just a new administration changing over. It's a glitch, but eventually this will all be back in place. In the meantime, you can actually go and leave comments on the White House Facebook page. However, they were directing people to use the Facebook Messenger option, but when you go to President Trump's Facebook page, there is no Messenger option, so people were getting kind of confused.
Probably
and just for some perspective, 13% of Americans do not use the internet at all, and this is their way traditionally to interact with the president.
Yeah.
So it
all
will
right,
be
Amazon,
up and running at some point.
With the announcement yesterday of the Academy Award nominees, interesting that Amazon Studios is responsible for Manchester by the Sea, who, Amazon's getting into everything.
Mm-hmm.
So they kicked in about $10 million for distribution rights, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're getting into that business. They're into every single business there is, it would seem. It will be the United States of Amazon.
It will.
Keep going down this road. Rite Aid apparently is rigging cash registers with new software, which systematically boosts prescription prices for uninsured customers, according to the Florida Attorney General.
This is bad.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, another one of those. Isn't it good that they're looking out for this kind of stuff? There aren't that many Rite Aids down in Florida anymore. Tallahassee area, they got a lot of them. But there are more of them there and in New York than any place.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.